You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. 9 Texas freshmen were sworn into the U.S. House of Representatives last week, a celebration for all, especially Democrats, who took back control of the House and elected once again Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. But all this took place against a backdrop of a partial government shutdown, as funding over President Trump's border wall remains a sticking point between parties. So what does all this add up to for the newly elected members of Congress? Joining us now is one of them. He is Representative Colin Allred, a newly sworn-in Democrat from Dallas. Congressman Allred, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me on, David.
Newly sworn in, but during a partial government shutdown. How are things in Washington? Is this what you expected?
You know, it's really not, and it's not a very good start to come into a government shutdown, especially for those of us who, I think, came here hoping to form bipartisan coalitions and pass bipartisan legislation to kind of move the ball down the field. This is not a great start.
Well, what do you want to see happen to get the government open again? I mean, what would you be willing to vote on? Any budget that includes money for a border wall?
Well, here's my thoughts on this. Number one, I don't think that we should shut down the government every time we disagree on a single policy issue. There are going to be a lot of policy disagreements between the House of Representatives, the Senate, the White House. Using government shutdowns as a way to get your priority isn't a very effective way of doing this. But in terms of the border wall and border security, I certainly support border security. I have voted for funding that will do that. I don't support wasting money. We have a very limited pot of money to get things done. And to spend $5.7 billion really is a down payment on a larger cost for a wall that I don't think will do the job that it's intended to do is, to me, a waste of money.
Let me ask you something, because it seems like, and I don't know whether you'd agree with this, but it seems like no one's really watching the spending so much. I mean, it used to be the Tea Party Republicans who would claim the mantle of wanting to get government spending under control. But right now, we're moving into a whole new era of deficit spending. And I wonder, how much does $5 billion make? Are we really concerned about the money? Or are you really concerned about the message that erecting a wall is sending to others and perhaps politically here at home?
Well, let me be clear. I'm worried about both. I do think that there is obviously an intentional message here. That's why the president used it as a campaign tool. But I also am worried about the money because, for example, we have $100 billion that we spend a year at the federal level on infrastructure for the entire country. $5.7 billion is a significant chunk of that. Dallas and the North Texas region is growing extremely rapidly. We're one of the fastest growing areas in the country. If we're going to keep up with that growth, we need to be investing in our infrastructure and expanding the ways that people can get goods to market and get to work and things like that. We can't do that if we're making what I think are unserious investments in things that won't have a return on that investment.
Well, you know, it's often difficult for a new incoming lawmaker in Washington to get traction during that freshman year. I'm sure you've been prepped on that score. How do you hope to make a difference for folks you represent back in Dallas? I mean, when it comes to issues of infrastructure like you were just talking about.
Well, first of all, I'm hoping to be working on healthcare and infrastructure, but I already have hit the ground running by introducing a resolution last week that we're also going to introduce a standalone resolution tomorrow to defend the ACA and to protect people with pre-existing conditions. This is something that was the number one issue in my campaign. We talked a lot about it. Everyone who came to my events, every question I took, usually the first question was on healthcare, and particularly around protecting people with pre-existing conditions. And I think it's something that should have bipartisan support. It's something that we should be able to agree about, that everyone should be able to get access to the healthcare they need so that they can chase their version of the American dream.
Congressman Colin Allred is a newly minted representative, U.S. House of Representatives. He's a Democrat from the Dallas area. Congressman, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And you were listening to the Texas Standard.